It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chop.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guide.
I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guide.
Welcome. You listen to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Thanks for tuning in. It's the weekend, and a little bit of a snap of cold after we had some warmth during the middle of the week. But hey, man, spring is on its way, and you better be thinking about getting out in your backyard and firing up a grill. I'm Chop. He's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
I'll never get tired of grilling. It's my number one sport. It's the only one I'm any good at.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I had talent as a younger man in other things, but never a lot of it.
Nothing you can talk about on the radio.
No, right. Well, if I do, it's amusing. We'll go that, with that. But anyway, no, it is one of my favorite passions. And, you know, the fun part is that if you are dumb enough to host a radio show for 13 or 14 years on a topic like grilling, then you end up... people want to ask you questions.
I'm just trying to reach over to look at my note here that I made. Sorry about that.
Well, that's all right.
Yeah, people.
Train wreck.
People do. And, you know, I told you I started working back in the hearth business. And I finally found a job that is something I want to do. And instead of doing the retirees, part-time, stupid stuff, I'm doing... part-time-ish, but it's in my old industry, and they're going to take really good care of me, so I'm thrilled about that. But the cool thing is both of the guys are huge fans of the show. Both of the guys I'll be working with in the Grand Rapids branch.
So now I'm questioning their judgment, right? Yeah. No, just
no,
kidding.
No, the company sells actually pizza ovens and grills and all kinds of masonry stuff, and out of their Spring Lake a location, but I want to bring that into the Grand Rapids location. And my job is to get the hearth business going over here in the Grand Rapids market.
Nice.
So anyway, it's kind of cool to be working with a couple of people that are fellow grill freaks. And then the guy that is the main man over in Spring Lake is a steelhead freak. So, like, I'm just in the best position I could ever be in.
There you go, man. Good. Fishing and grilling.
I don't have to work full time. Yeah, and I got a guy with a boat.
Right. Yeah. Best kind of buddy. With you can ride along with him when his toys hit the water. Yeah. Absolutely.
Been doing a lot of babysitting lately. My wife took off for New York because...
New York, wait, I thought she was somewhere south.
She was, but
rebound.
Matt and Emily moved to New York, and they both have to work. You know, she does. She works on Chopped, and he does HGTV, and they're busy right now filming, and the girls are off on winter mid-break or something, the twins. So they let Yaya, as they call her, go out and stay with them for a week. And so I'm home alone taking care of stuff, and... while I was doing that, one of my other kids' spouses got sick. So I got a couple more grandkids that are, you know, getting left. They got to go to the hospital, all this stuff. And I said, I'll just come over and camp out. So it's been a good time to do that Papa Bob routine and just show up and blow up and, you know, bring.
Well, it's a good thing you got part-time work because you got flexibility to do that.
Yes,
right?
And yes.
Good for you.
And bring them cookies.
Right.
That's the big thing.
Yeah. Did you make the cookies or did
No. The funny thing is my new location, it's called Heritage Fireplace on 29th Street. Right next to them is this gourmet cookie place that my son-in-law's mom works at.
Oh.
And I'm getting out at Heritage, and she pulls up next to me in her Suburban, and she's like, what are you doing here? I'm like, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
She goes, this is my place. I'm like, oh. So I went in there, and I think it's called Susie's Gourmet Cookies on 29th, something like that. And I bought some gourmet cookies and brought them over to the grandkids. And they annihilated them before.
Well, sure they did. And then about 20 minutes later, they were bouncing off the walls because it's a sugar bomb. That they got, but that's cool. That's what grandpaps should be doing.
Well, yeah, well, it is a wonderful point in life.
Yeah, man.
It's much easier than raising the kids.
Oh yeah. Well, you can you know wipe your hands of them and take them back.
Yeah.
And we've done a limited amount of babysitting with our grandson as well, but it's fun to have him there, and it's fun to turn him back. And but the little guy is 11 months old the end of this month.
Wow, and that happened quick.
Yeah, it did already. And we had him over Sunday last week, and he got his first bites of brisket from Gramps.
Nice.
And he's got two little teeth on the bottom and a couple that are trying to break through from the top.
Sure.
And we cut it in little pieces, and brisket was pretty tender, right? I mean,
sure.
If you do it right. And he gummed that stuff, and his eyes lit up when he put that in his mouth. I'm like, yeah, baby.
That's funny.
There we go.
I just brought our Conrad, our producer here, some brisket.
And did you?
He said he'll be gumming it too. So
right, yeah, right.
Just
take it. Yeah. It sticks in your dentures, so yeah. You got to do that every now and then.
Well, it's funny to watch little kids grab a chunk of meat like that. And
yep.
My son Jordan gave my first grandson, five granddaughters, right?
Right.
This is the grandpa show. So I finally get this grandson, and, you know, all the grandkids, when they're little like that, we're more protective than their parents are. The parents are just like we were. We gave our kids all kinds of stuff, but when, you know, our kids are going to do it, we're like, my wife's like, don't you think you should cut that up? I said, you raised him, Maureen. Leave him alone.
Yeah,
right. You think he knows how to feed his kid? So Jordan gives, we call him Bubba, because he's like a sack of concrete. I think he's 5 months old. Misha. He's just this chunk of muscle and fat, and Jordan gives him.
That's hereditary.
Jordan, I'm gonna tell my wife you said that. Yeah. Jordan gave him this big chunk of brisket, and my wife's just freaking out, and he's just gumming it, and he's
right,
got
yeah.
two little teeth too, being yeah. 5 months, 4 months, whatever he is, just kind of gnawing on a chunk of brisket. It's so fun to watch families evolve. And it's also fun to watch your spouse react to how she raised her kids.
Right, yeah.
It's like, no, we broke every rule. Let your kids not listen to every stupid thing they read.
Yeah, my daughter-in-law's a nurse, so she's got the whole diet and healthy food down, dialed right in. And you know what? I want to respect that if that's what she wants to do.
Oh,
but
yeah,
when the brisket was on the table, I'm like, he's got to try some of this. And
you throw him a chunk, and if he catches it, it's his.
Right, yeah.
One-hander!
Right, yeah, exactly. But well, I want to talk a little bit about that brisket, because I was up against time on it, and there was a window that
Would you do it on your pellet grill?
No, I did it on the big green egg.
Oh.
And I needed it done at a certain time, and I was about 30 degrees below where I wanted to be.
Was it a packer?
What? No, just a flat is all it was. And I thought I could knock it out pretty quick. Well, it was bitter cold outside, and it knocked some of the heat out of my big green egg.
Well, you should have just grilled it in your garage,
right,
like you used
yeah,
to do.
Right. No, the big green egg's installed in the outdoor kitchen. But anyway, so what I did is I got to about 170, and then I wrapped it and opened the damper on that thing and ran it right up to about 350.
Nice.
And I was a little disappointed. When I pulled my brisket at like 205, let it rest, and then we cut it. And it was the flat, right? So it's pretty much all consistent thickness. But there was a strip in the middle about 4 inches that was tough. The ends were good, and I had the thermometer probe right in the center, and it read 205 when I pulled it, and I let it rest about a half hour.
There was a strip in the middle that was tough.
Yeah.
Describe that middle.
Well, the flat is left to right. It's rectangular, like a piece of
legal
pad. Unless
you turn it 90 degrees,
right,
then it's...
Right, but... So I cut in from each end, and it was very tender. It
kind of bends over. Okay,
and again,
It was
a little tough.
Perfect. So now what you've got is you've got the perfect protein to make burnt ends with.
Right, and I didn't have time to do any of that, and it was on the board when I was cutting it, when I figured out that middle was really firm. It wasn't soft. You know, I like it to bend over the knife if you hold it up with a knife.
Unfortunate.
So, yeah, but we ate the ends, and then we, like you said, I chopped it up, and we made like mashed potatoes and hot beef sandwiches on it. But anyway, it worked, but I just was, you know, didn't have that low and slow.
Yeah.
I tried to cook it.
Every cook is a little different.
Right, yeah. Coming up next, speaking of different cooks, we got a guy named John Wiederhold from Outlaw Barbecue is going to be joining us. So stick with us. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Jim, founder of Schmoe's Brewing Company. We're a small, family-owned brewery that serves the Grand Rapids neighborhoods. We do things a bit differently at Schmoe's, sort of old school. We make all the styles of beer true to style. That's our focus. So you want to relax and enjoy a well-made craft beer that tastes like a craft beer is supposed to taste, stop into Schmoe's. We're located in Cascade on Patterson Ave, right before the ice rink. Or check us out at schmoes.com. We're open every day but Sunday.
Hey, this is Jop from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobe Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobe Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You've got to try Sobe Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.
With the Grilling Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grilling Guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Appreciate you tuning in each and every weekend. Hey, Bob, we were talking about that brisket, and off the air, you told me how to fix that. If you were listening to the first segment, I use they call it deflector plate, which so you're not over direct heat, right? And you said that that might have slowed down that cook, especially in the middle where it was the thickest part, because those things kind of up from the end.
Yeah, and you have that super giant big green egg.
I do, yep.
Which is humongous, and your deflector plate has got to be 22 inches across, because I think the grill is 28 inches,
right? And it's 36 cast inches. Too. I don't use the ceramic ones anymore. I bought a cast iron one.
They sell those.
Yeah,
nice.
Yep. And it was because I kept breaking those ceramic ones.
Did your brisket stick over the sides
of
the plate?
No, it did not. Nope.
It's so weird.
Yeah.
Anyway. Well, you know, a buddy of mine texted me the other day and said he had this friend that was doing barbecue, and I needed to meet the dude. So, and we might go a little long on this because he's a really interesting cat. If we do, Mr. Producer, blow us right into the third segment with the follow-up on this fella. His name is John Wiederholt, and he has a company called Outlaw Barbecue. John, welcome to the Grilling Guys.
Hi there.
So, Jop and I were having this brisket conversation, and you'd fall right into this because you were telling me about the smoker you're building right now, and you wouldn't end up with this problem on that thing because I think it'll hold, what, 200 briskets?
Close to it.
Yeah.
So, are you building a house or are you building a grill?
Building a smoker. It's a I was down in El Paso about 2 years ago, and you know, I'd already come up here. I'd ran Art Prize for Flanagan's Irish Pub. Miss Ursula actually gave me a grill to run Art Prize, and I was doing it hill country style. I mean, it was like literally just a giant grill, but I built the fire to the far side.
Tell us hill country style for those who have never been to hill country.
So you actually got to build the fire separately, and you add the coals inside of it right underneath. Most people do it directly underneath of the meat, and I found for me the best way to do it was to actually get your coals. You just pick a side, and for me it was always on the right side of the grill, and you put all the meat and everything on the other side.
So that's a Texas thing, but it's not, because
it's not.
In the Carolinas – they'll do something very similar. They'll use cement construction blocks, actually, in the Carolinas,
yep,
and a steel plate. And then, of course, Alabama will do the same thing, and very often they'll do it right over the, so this is a, you know, we like to always think, we've got something special for our area and all this stuff, but we all steal ideas from each other, let's face it.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'm glad you said hill country, because I love hill country. I love their spice profile, which we can talk about later. But tell us about how you ended up where you're at.
Man, so I ended up, I come from a pretty rough past. And, you know, I had some run-ins with the law and a bit of addiction issues for about 12 years. And I just, you know, it's kind of interesting because everybody says, you know, sooner or later you'll figure it out. And for me, it was almost like a light bulb moment. You know, COVID hit men's seminary down at Christ for the Nations in Dallas. That's actually where I had met my wife. And I went down there, you know, with the incentive that I was going to do prison ministry for the rest of my life. And then COVID hit. And so I ended up out in El Paso, and I couldn't get a job anywhere. So I started making barbecue sauces in my mother-in-law's kitchen.
So
I drove around.
So I'm going to clarify that a little bit based on our conversation without getting into everything, because it's not important. We've all had things that have happened in our past that we'd like to try and overcome. You have not only overcome it, but you're taking it. So you got in some trouble with the law, hence the name of your company, Outlaw Barbecue. I love it, by the way. I think, you know, what you want to do is give back, and I just think that's so dang cool. And the guy who got a hold of me is from Set Free Ministries, and Jop, I took Jop to his house once. His name is Steve Prince, and he has given us the ability to get our concealed carry license. But so you say you're giving back. I'm sorry, I forgot the actual point I wanted to get to, but go ahead and finish your story.
So, you know, so I'm sitting making all these sauces, and I drove around, I hit all the biker bars in El Paso, and I'd have three squeeze bottles of each, you know, flavor of sauce that I had. And I would just run up to them, you know, and I go, hey, you guys like barbecue? And, you know, they're like, it's Texas, who doesn't? So I would just order wings and squeeze sauce on it and hand them a wing. And, you know, the numbers that I figured out is if, you know, 90% of the people I got to try it would buy it. So I started clearing like 500 a night. And, you know, my wife's like, you know, I think you're on something. And, you know, I ended up getting a job with this guy named Jesus. He owns Rolling Smoke Barbecue. And he's got 5,000-gallon, he's got five 1,000-gallon offsets. And he taught me how to run all of them.
And wow, he's got five.
To like a fish to water.
He's got five. He's got five smokers that he made out of 1,000-gallon barrel LP tanks.
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
And they're all straight flow. And you know, he taught me how to use them. And so, you know, I started really praying on this. And you know, I really felt like I was supposed to come back to Michigan. And you know, I go, Lord, I don't have a smoker. I don't have any money. You know, I'm working for $10 an hour at a barbecue place and running my father-in-law's farm. I have no money. I don't know how I'm going to do this. About 2 weeks later, I get a message on Facebook from this guy, and it's a pastor. And he goes, hey, you know, I saw your post in our smoker group, and I heard that you're looking for, you know, a 1,000-gallon smoker. And you know, sends me a picture, and it's a 1,000-gallon tank that he had, you know, cut and welded doors on it, had big grates, and then he had this little 150-gallon tank on the back for a burn box, which, you know, didn't really work. So I just said, screw it, and went back to the old hill country style where I'd build the fire right in the chamber. And, but, you know, here this guy reaches out to me, and he goes, I'll give it to you for $4,000. And I go, crap, oh, I ain't got any money. And, you know, and it was kind of weird. I had all this peace that just kind of came over me. Like, you know, I just knew that it was going to work out. And my brother-in-law, who is not a believer, you know, that's gotten to know me really well over the last few years, hands me a $12,000 check. And he says, if anybody's going to use barbecue to reach people like you, it's gonna be you. And he said, I want you to go follow your dream. And I ended up actually, I left my wife pregnant for 8 months to follow this dream. And I built this company from nothing. And the whole purpose of it is once I get this thing on its feet to where I want it, my vision and dream for this is to try and create a state-sponsored program.
Okay, John.
I can teach guys who John, are getting out of prison how to do this.
Hold on just a second. Can I hold you to the next segment? Because we're not done and we got to take a break.
Absolutely.
That'd be awesome. Hold on. This is the Grilling Guys. We'll be back with John from Outlaw Barbecue real quick.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Hey, if you were listening to the last segment, we're in a conversation with John Wiederhold from Outlaw Barbecue, and we didn't get only to about half of the story. So John's still with us. John, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
All right. So this is Jop. I'm Bob's partner. Listening to your story, you just left off where you're going to build a company. So yep. Bob teased us in with you've got this smoker you're building that's going to be the size of a house. And I'm thinking maybe there's some correlation there between that smoker and the business that you're building. Tell us about the business aspect of this. What's that look like?
So I'm actually getting it registered as an STFU. So it's a special transitory food unit. And so what I've been doing right now is, I've got the LLC, I've got the business bank account. I've got all the food managers training. So basically my next step, is I'm planning on actually, leasing what is called the incubator kitchen downtown. And it's like this huge, I think it's about 3,000 square feet. And, any cook's, wet dream, they've got like probably $500,000 in equipment in there. So, here this spring, I'm actually going to start hiring, guys that have come out of this lifestyle that I came from and start building a sales team. And I want to take it all over West Michigan and bring, Texas style barbecue to Michigan and make it authentic. And I want, I'm sorry if you hear noise in the back, my little girl.
It's all good.
Come here, Lily. So, the whole vision of this is I want to be able to show the community that it doesn't matter where you come from, how long you were an addict, if you went to prison, any of that, that none of this matters. And, kind of what I've figured out and the passion that God's given me is that food connects people. So when I was down on Pearl Street, I stayed down there with the smoker before we refabricated it for almost a year. And I was pretty much the crazy street preacher, with a 1,000-gallon tank. And I'd interacted with so many guys, whether they were homeless, guys that were coming out of the bar, and just kind of what I've realized is people are broken, but barbecue kind of seems to connect everyone. So this is kind of my big plan is, I want to take this giant reverse flow and I want to build a team of misfits, kind of like the 12 disciples. And I want to go and hit any place that'll let us come and let us love on people and give them really good barbecue.
And the guy who trained you was Jesus. I think you're onto something.
Yeah.
So listen,
let's get
over to the mechanical side of this a little bit, because while you were working with Jesus and who knows who, you did come across some interesting mechanical knowledge that you've been playing with and trying to perfect trial of errors sometimes, but that's we learn. So you're taking 1,000-gallon LP tanks now.
Yep.
And tell us exactly what you're doing to it that's going to make it better than the ones Jesus had you using.
So Jesus had a straight flow. So what we're
describe
what
that.
We're doing is we took this whole LP tank, and they had just set it right on this boat trailer. So it's on an old 88 Eagle trailer.
Right.
And we raised it 12 inches with quarter inch thick steel pipe. And we actually used a forklift to lift it and set it onto the spacers. So it's sitting 12 inches off. It's got 800-pound burn box. I couldn't even give you the dimensions. I can tell you that inside of it, you, me, and Bob could probably fit inside of my burn box.
Is it offset or is it inside the chamber?
It's offset.
Well,
so it's an
offset box. Hold on. Again, it's terminology like I was telling you the other day. You're saying offset, but according to the stuff I used to sell, what we would do is like a reverse offset. It was behind a unit.
That's it.
You're just doing a burn box on the end like a typical smoker, and that's what you didn't like. So you put an offset plate in the belly of that big tank.
So, yeah, so this is what we did. So we put this big, big old box on there. We insulated it. So it's almost about 2 inches thick, and then we ran a massive steel plate with actually a drain channel in the middle of it.
Good idea.
And it goes all the way to the other side where the opening's at, and so the smoke just flows, you know, the heat and smoke flows under, and then that heat heats up that plate, which just rises. So I get an even cook across the entire tank.
So you got a ball cock on the end where that drain is going down, so you can run your grease off when it's hot into a big can, right? To keep from having
I've got
a fire.
A valve there, so I can close and open it anytime I want. So usually when it's hot, I'll put a bucket underneath of there and then just pop the valve open, and then everything drains out.
And if it's 1,000 gallon, how many thermometers would you have in that thing?
I actually have I have 6 thermometers on the outside, and then I have 4 Bluetooth that I use as well.
Actually in the product, or are they in the chamber?
So the Bluetooth ones that I use are right. I put them right next to the meat on the grate, so I know where all my temps are at.
Yeah.
And then the ones that are on the outside, actually into the product, like on the smoker. So I've got 3 on top to measure all of the hot spots of the top grates, and then I've got 3 on the bottom to measure the bottom grates.
Well, that's awesome. That's awesome. And you're learning your metal product, your Frankenstein thing here. You're learning it with those probes because you can see the temperature characteristics and stratification and things that take place during a cook. So that's nice.
So you've got one of these on a trailer, right, is what you're talking about?
Yep. This is the only one I got right
it's
now.
An 88 Eagle trailer.
Once this is finished, I'm looking at actually building another one this year.
Sure. Great, man.
I had to laugh when you said 88 Eagle because I had a boat in 89 and it had an 89 Eagle trailer on it. So you might have, like, my old trailer.
Was it the old, like, the old double axle trailer?
Yes, with the bunks.
Yep,
and
it's probably the same one.
It's very similar. So I think that's a great idea because hauling a boat is pretty heavy, and you've already got the bunks on it. I mean, you'd have to modify those and put some asbestos around them or something to insulate them because they're just wood. But how cool. How tall is your – you have one stack?
Oh, man, yeah. So there's one stack. It's actually sitting on another metal box for draft, and it's sitting right on top of the burn box, and it's 12 inches in diameter.
Oh, okay.
It's about 3.5 feet tall.
Oh, okay.
But where it's sitting on the box, I mean, I'd say easily 13 feet.
Okay. So. We've only got a couple minutes left. Where are you going to be cooking next, and how can people get to try some of your barbecue?
So right now I'm working on the weekends, and I go to 2 locations. So I go to Party World on Alpine, right here in Grand Rapids. It's right before 7 Mile. It's like a little liquor store right before Tractor Supply.
Yep.
And then on Sundays, I am actually at the AutoZone in downtown Sparta, right in their parking lot.
Well, that sounds like 2 great locations because people are going in and out of them all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And are you bringing your trailer out there? How do people find you?
Oh, I haul the whole trailer out with me everywhere I go. And so really all you got to do is either look for it or follow your nose.
What products are you serving on the weekends?
Oh, so it's kind of funny that you guys were talking about brisket and so I've been actually having a hard time trying to run brisket with this cold Michigan weather, especially through the night, you know, when the temperatures are dropping down to the teens and 20s. And, you know, it's kind of like what you said, that whole learning process.
So and you're not alone.
Up,
you're not alone.
Yeah, so, you know, it's a real pain in the butt, man. You know, you hit that stall and you're like, you going to soften up or what?
Well, we're hitting another stall right now, and that is a time stall. John, Outlaw Barbecue, do you have a Facebook page?
I do. Not for the company, but you can just look me up as John Wiederhold on Facebook. Great. Or if you're on Instagram, you can look up Johnny Smoke with no H.
I'll post a link to you on our page. We'll talk again, brother.
Awesome. Well, it was great talking to you guys. Thank you so much.
You bet.
Coming up next, it's Shasta with Old World Olive Company. You don't want to miss this. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Barbecue Bob for Garrett's Appliance. Lots of folks are remodeling, and if you are, you owe it to yourself to go to Garrett's Appliance. They made my kitchen the perfect example of elegant and functional. Visit either location, 29th Street in Kentwood or 28th Street in Wyoming. Garrett's Appliance also has a super lineup of patio kitchen equipment, and you can count on their design team for a perfect outdoor grilling area. Visit garrettsappliances.com. That's garrettsappliances.com.
Fenn Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fennville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine. Fenn Valley Vineyards.
And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt.
Welcome back. You listen to the Grillin' Guys. Hey, that John Wiederhold from Outlaw Barbecue. Check him out on Facebook. Great guy, great story, but it made me grin a little bit when he said it's hard to cook brisket in this Michigan weather. You got a big iron smoker. Is she going to suck up some of that cold? And you got to really put the coals to it to make it work.
And that's why this is a great time of year, because it warms up a little bit and makes you want to play around with that thing a little more.
Yeah, exactly.
It is kind of tough when it's super cold to stand outside and freeze your keister off. So sometimes you might just want to go inside and just – like shop around a nice little shop and pick up some balsamics and some EVOs. And we know a lady that does that. It's Shasta from Old World. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Hey, we just, I go through so much of your product. It's crazy. I mean, to think of, for all the years I bought crummy oil to now, I mean, I'm now the snob in the supermarket. I walk by a lot of the olive oils and I look at them and I just put my nose up in the air. It's like, it's probably rancid.
Yeah.
But I owe that all to my partner Jop here, because he found your shop years ago and I thought he was nuts when he said he wanted to have somebody on who sells oil and vinegar. I'm like, yeah, well, I know somebody that sells croutons too. We'll get them on.
Yeah.
You've really changed the way we cook, honey.
Oh, that's awesome. That's great to hear. That's our goal.
Well, and you've achieved it. I had a 30-year-old son move back in with me for a few months, and I introduced him. You know, he was cooking his own meals. He wanted to eat healthy, right? And I said, well, here, stop using butter and get on some of this butter olive oil. And now I'm going through your big 750-milliliter one every month or so.
$750 one.
Right, yeah, yeah. But anyway, he just moved out, but that's another story.
Yay!
But my point is that you have changed the way we've cooked, and it's wonderful. But Shasta, tell us what's new at the store. But God, it seems like it's been months since we've talked to you.
It feels that. It feels like I haven't forever. We have a whole bunch of things cooking. We're finally getting back into motion after COVID. We paused our cooking demos and various in-store activities during that time. And we just had our first flight night in the Rockford location a couple weeks ago, and it was packed. Flight night is, you know, it's a cheap ticket, $15, maybe $20. You can come in, sample some wines, have some food, and just mingle. It was great to be able to get back out and have that experience again. April 13th, I believe, is our next for the round. And Facebook has all of our information on those nights. So if they follow us on Facebook, you know, you can get all the details. but we're looking to resume those back downtown Rapid. It's a beautiful location in the Flatiron Building, and we're just excited to be able to get back out in the community again.
Well, how's the Grand Rapids Marketplace treating you?
It's doing great. You know, I think it's kind of a hub for people that are coming to, you know.
You're cutting out quite a bit. We're only picking up every other word.
Oh, how am I?
Oh, you're good now. It's hit or miss with us. That's all. Sorry. But in looking at your Facebook page, I see you're featuring these run amok the products. Tell me a little bit about those.
Yeah, they're wonderful syrups. Our best seller right now is the sparkle syrup. It's just kind of fun. It's got a little bit of it's an edible sparkle that you can drizzle it over top of your pancakes or your waffles. And, you know, kids are having a lot of fun with it, but so are adults.
How to know if you've got everything a man ever wanted, right? If you have sparkles for your pancakes. I bet you pour those on Corey's pancakes every morning as you bring him breakfast in bed.
Oh, boy.
Okay, so any new balsamics that you've got right now?
Well, we are on the cusp of rolling out a couple. They're not in all stores yet. I hesitate to even mention. However, we've got an elderflower coming in, which is absolutely... it's a very soft flavor, complements just about anything. It complements your cocktails and for it.
Well, I think that rosé vinegar you have, balsamic,
yes.
I think that is probably one of the best tasting balsamics I've ever had in my life. I use it on everything, but you do also have some balsamics that I've told your lady down in Monroe Center that would be great for cocktails, and she says, yes, we actually use those.
Yes. Elderflower will be one I think you'll find you might use in your cocktails as well.
That's so funny. And in terms of EVOs, what are some of the newer additions you've made to the EVO side?
Yeah, well, there's a bacon EVO if you're trying to get that bacon flavor, but you don't necessarily want all the bad fat. The bacon flavor one has been a nice addition for us.
Shasta, I've used that bacon flavored EVO when I'm doing Brussels sprouts. Awesome.
Oh, delicious.
Awesome flavor. Just
great
puts
idea.
A little bit of it on there, right? And then hit them with the traditional balsamic after
18 years.
And reduce that a little bit. Oh, man, the combination is fantastic.
Makes Brussels sprouts edible.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. You know, your game and throw a little bourbon maple balsamic on those.
And you could put some sprinkles on them.
Right, yeah.
you could put sprinkles. Right.
Okay, well... you've got locations. Tell us about your different locations around Michigan.
I didn't catch that.
Tell us your locations in Michigan.
Yes, so we are in downtown Plymouth, Michigan. We have downtown Grand Rapids in the Flatiron Building on Monroe Center. We're in the downtown market off of Ionia Street, and we're in downtown Rockford.
Okay. Well, that sounds exciting, and we appreciate it. You also have Shaved Ice up in Rockford, don't you?
Yeah, we do. We opened that. This will be our third season. It's an authentic Hawaiian shave ice, and we are gearing up for the season with that. We're hoping for an opening sometime in April. We're interviewing for managers and staff for those stores right now. But it's just a fun little side gig, and you can even rent Phil, our little food trailer, and take it out to different events, or, you know, weddings, birthday parties. It's just a fun summer gig.
Yeah, I was stationed in Hawaii, so I had my share of shave ice when I was a youngster.
Yeah, so you understand.
It's great in the heat. I'll tell you what, it's a great way to quench your thirst, and kids absolutely love it. Well, Shasta, Old World Olive Company, thanks so much for taking a minute with us and telling us about what's going on with your company. We appreciate your friendship over the years, and make sure you elbow that big mug next to you.
I will do that.
Okay. Thanks so much.
Take care.
Yeah. So
we had a little technical problems there. We'd have kept that one going.
Bad signal.
But it's if you're a longtime listener of the show, then you know that we've been partnered with Old World Olive Company for years. But if you've not tried these products, it will change the way you cook. The flavors are wonderful. The freshness is always there. You can tell the difference.
Well, and I wasn't kidding when I said, you know, I thought you were nuts when you told me what you found in Rockford. And I'm like, oil and vinegar? Come on. How boring is your life that you got to get? And then I tried them. And the cool thing is you go into their shop and they give you these little shot glasses. And you can take a little bit of a certain oil. Conrad, you should go down there. Okay. Bring your wife down. It's a free date.
Okay.
And you put a little bit of EVO and a little bit of balsamic in that little shot cup and
mix it together and you get these flavor combinations that you're like, wow.
And we've got flavor combinations on thegrillinguys.com. Check us out. Check out our sponsors on the right side. Click the link. It'll take you right to their specials. You can, of course, sign up for the podcast there. You can get all of our old shows are on there. If you've got a friend that was a guest, you know, you can just look them up. Or if you simply want to look up recipes, I think Chaz said there's 3,000 recipes on there. So if it ain't there, you can't make it.
Right, exactly. Well, hey, you've been listening to The Grilling Guys. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week. And get out in your backyard and fire up a grill. Spring is on the way. Phil, I don't know if he saw a shadow or not, but it doesn't matter. When it gets warm, you better start grilling and create that in your backyard.
Yeah.
So we appreciate you tuning in, and we'll talk with you next week.
See ya.